The head of the UN Office for Project Services, Jorge Moreira da Silva, spoke to reporters but declined to say who had carried out the strike. He said the explosive ordnance was dropped or fired and the blast was not accidental or related to any demining activity. Da Silva added strikes had hit near the compound on Monday and struck it directly on Tuesday and again on Wednesday when the staffer was killed. He said the agency had contacted the Israeli military after the first strike and confirmed that it was aware of the location. His team has not provided the nationalities of those killed and wounded. The Israeli military, which has carried out a heavy wave of airstrikes throughout Gaza since early Tuesday, denied early reports that it had targeted the UN compound. I'm Charles de la Tesma.